I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's now official. Nicolas Maduro has won another six-year term as president of Venezuela with 68% of the vote. Neither the win nor the percentage is really a surprise. Millions of voters boycotted the election, and critics of President Maduro say the whole thing was rigged. They point to a video of Maduro taking a victory lap in a mostly vacant plaza in Caracas. Patricia Laya is the Venezuela bureau chief for Bloomberg. She says that the boycott significantly decreased voter turnout.
The main opposition coalition called to boycott the vote. That's a reason why a large sector of the population decided to sit out yesterday's events. On the other hand, you have just a very dissatisfied, frustrated electorate who has to fight daily for everything from finding food to be able to afford anything that they do find. Inflation is set to reach 13,000% this year. It's so hard to live in an economy where everything increases in price every single day. You have a large section of the population that's worried about a lot of things other than showing up to vote.
So were polling stations empty? I mean, what did you see?
Yes. So we visited dozens of polling stations yesterday, and a lot of them in the more popular areas of Caracas. And in many of these cases, I was the only person there other than the people who were actually working at the polling stations. And it just tells you that people are just really frustrated.
There's this really odd video that's been making the rounds on Twitter. You may have seen it. Maduro is celebrating his victory and waving to a crowd, but there is no crowd. It does kind of echo what you saw in those voting stations where there wasn't anybody at times. Did Maduro or any government officials acknowledge the boycott?
Well, they did. Maduro even last night said that even if there had been no boycott, he would have still won. So he seems very certain of his popularity. It seems like the only thing that Venezuelans and Chavistas agree on now is that they didn't show up to vote. We'll have to see where they can take it from here.
Now, Maduro's main challenger was former Governor Henry Falcón. Does he have any plans to challenge the results of the election?
Well, he even came on TV before the results were announced and said he didn't recognize the election as legitimate. He denounced some of the government's tactics of offering voters some sort of gifts or bonuses for voting. But all these things we knew would happen and have been happening in Venezuela for years. So this cannot have been a surprise for Falcón. And yesterday night, he mentioned that he wanted to have the elections again later in the year if there were going to be fair conditions. But, you know, it's fair to say that I think a lot of people are disappointed in Falcón and think of him as sort of naive or innocent for having thought that these would be elections that will be held in fair conditions.
I mean, even before the elections this past weekend, the U.S. and several other countries in the region were calling for Maduro to suspend the elections. So now what? Will Venezuela be facing more oil sanctions?
We woke up today to a flurry of threats and sanctions from all over the world. Germany, Chile. We know that Venezuela is under active review by the U.S. for oil sanctions. Trump is supposed to make an announcement that could include some sort of warning or hint of oil sanctions, which would definitely be sort of a deathly blow for Venezuela's already collapsing economy.
Bloomberg's Patricia Laya there in Caracas.